Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have two returning awesome guests, John Koppel.
Hey, guys.
Justin Newman.
What up, what up, what up?
Hanging out with us. So the first topic, and we don't have to spend too long on it, but it's the whole, they overturned Roe versus Wade. It's now, I think, the rule.
Whoa.
Today.
That's what happened?
That happened today.
It happened today.
I do not know. I do not watch the news. Go ahead, baby.
You were.
And you don't have friends that mention it?
I don't have any friends who watch the news either. So, you know.
You're very busy when you're at work. So it makes sense. It just happened. But you have up to 15 weeks. And most women don't even know they're pregnant until about 6 weeks. So it's a really short amount of time.
I feel like you need to know you got jizzed in. Don't True. You know you got jizzed in?
I don't know unless they don't go to the bathroom, and that's like a UTI type of deal right there. You got to pee that out.
But there's a lot of natural family planning. Like a lot of people, they just... Well, you now know, plan back, on like the next day, week after.
Back in the day when they passed that law, this shit's been, first of all, this shit has been in effect for 50 years, right?
Yeah.
Longer than we have been alive, which is fucking crazy for people to fucking just change shit. I don't know.
In my opinion, they totally regressed. I'm okay very much for limits on abortion and stuff, but that is, I think it should be at least 3 months. To decide at least 3 or 4. And then you can, you know, stop it unless it's a medical emergency. But this is pretty crazy. And you were saying...
I was saying that if you have a chance, if you play the stock market like I do, I'm not a gambler, but I like to put my money in stocks. And if you got any money invested in Plan B, Plan B is going to take off. Yeah. It's going to skyrocket. That shit's going to be worth more.
Yo,
than
you
Bitcoin.
Know what? That's not just a They're joke start because that is too. Genius, bro. I am so invested in it right now.
I'm sorry, but invest in Plan B. But they're going to take that shit away too. Like, they're contraceptives. They're coming for everything right now.
Well, wait a second. And I don't know everything about these about the ruling today, but it's basically being relinquished to the states. So right off the bat, every deep red state, you can just forget about getting an abortion,
Texas,
which has already been the case in Texas,
Missouri,
Mississippi,
Utah.
Sure, but in Pennsylvania, in New York, in Delaware, in New Jersey, you still are going to be able to get an abortion. It's just going to be, from a federal standpoint, almost like weed legalization.
Wait,
you know
about
you can do it in
because
some
that
places.
Dude, what's his name? Mastriano?
Oh, if he wins, it's a whole other thing.
You ain't getting no abortions in PA no more. Fuck that.
Right.
But the fucked up part about this that really fucked me up was the day before they passed the gun law regulation, right?
That was also today.
No, that was yesterday.
Okay.
That was yesterday.
I think they set up
like,
to Biden today.
You can carry guns as long just you can carry guns in the street. No right. You don't need no reason. You don't need no permit to carry concealed weapons. And
wait, that just happened what?
Yesterday.
Federally?
Yes.
No, in New York they relaxed some laws. Federally they just passed and it's got to be ratified at will by Biden, but
I know we're too serious for a comedy podcast right now, but this is some real shit. We got to talk about this shit.
Republican senators came and they voted for gun regulations. It's the first time in 30 years since any new gun regulations were passed.
But the Supreme Court yesterday passed that law against the New York law saying that you can carry concealed weapons without a permit and without a reason to carry concealed weapons. But they are scared about women getting abortions. Like, this shit don't make no sense. You can carry that loaded weapon, but don't be coming in.
The whole thing's hypocritical because
be busting nuts in people. You can bust that gap, but don't bust that pussy open. Sorry.
Well, there,
yeah,
there's
bust the pussy open. Is that what people are saying now? I gotta start saying that.
That was an old. That was in the 90s. Bust the pussy open.
I'm bringing it back. It's fucking amazing.
That's a horrifying graphic.
We didn't.
That's upsetting. If anybody ever said that, never mind.
I never. I feel like I never actually busted a pussy open. I like.
See,
that's why you ain't got no kids, man.
Can I just say something real quick? I just want to say I feel like a lot of the pro-lifers, it's they care about life. It's already a life. But when you look at the people who are already born, whether they're children or adults, people are not being taken care of. There's so much suffering.
It's like half
and people
a million
falling
kids.
Through the cracks and people who are wrongfully locked up and people who are rightfully, but there's just too much pain already. It's like, why are we trying to make more kids come in that we're not going to take care of?
The same motherfuckers who are like pro-life are against social services for the
people
disadvantaged,
in need.
Right?
The hypocrisy.
The people
is
who
ridiculous.
Are below the yeah. poverty guidelines, right? The poverty line, they're below the poverty line. They don't want to help. They bitch about the taxes. I ain't trying to pay for these motherfuckers, but they're like, you going to have these kids. And there's 500,000 kids in America in the fucking foster care system who are like
not being taken care of.
Exactly. So it's like, you can't have it. Yeah.
You're about to have these kids.
They don't have adequate health care. They don't have access to clean water. And you're like, well, that's a whole other thing. It's like, well, I mean, do you care about life or not?
I care about life, but not the lives that are already here.
Yeah, that's what feels
weird. But
nobody
pays attention. I don't think anybody cares. Like, it's interesting that this is the same week as all, like, the January 6th hearings, which, if you pay attention, there's just, like, I thought that was going to be so boring and dry, and I was like, I'll watch it. I should know what's going on. If you turn that shit on, you can't turn it off.
Yo,
it's
that shit
riveting.
Is better than Maury.
Like, yo, it's wild.
It is better than Maury. The yeah. Maury Povich show. And he, shout out to Maury. He's about to go out.
Because Maury's
he's
dope.
Retiring.
So that's a huge statement. So
many.
I need to start tuning into whatever.
American institutions just going away. Abortion rights and Maury Povich is just gone after this year.
Man, that's sad.
Well.
Yeah.
It's great every time like you find out who's the father and who's not the father.
And that ties into the abortion rights. You are not the father. And you are having that baby.
And abortion rates are lower than ever, I think. I think that the numbers, because it was however frequent they were, like in the 80s, way dwarfs where they're at now. Mm. I mean, it's not like now it's really an issue that's coming to a head.
But why were they going buck wild in the 80s having abortions?
Crack, coke, and ecstasy.
The crack epidemic.
Yeah. That's
Studio
it.
50, what is it? Studio 54. They were wilding out.
Oh my God.
Wilding out. Everybody was pregnant in that bitch. They didn't even know it.
Man, I was just about to explain that, and I realized that Jimmy gets it way more than I do.
He's thought a lot of this through more than we have, I feel like.
Yeah. He gets it.
He gets it.
Five kids in. I get it.
How was your Father's Day?
Been fucking since back in the day. Pretty,
I got these sneakers.
They're awesome.
Oh, shit.
What kind are they?
These are Huaraches, throwbacks.
Huaraches?
Pink and orange and white.
Yeah, they're great.
Wow.
Huaraches? Yeah. Dude, like, I don't even know about shoes like that. Like, that's.
We need to post this picture when you're also posting the podcast so people know.
I can post a picture of the
that
shoes.
One of us has Huaraches.
But my oldest
that's
is about.
What I want them
I
to
didn't
know.
Even know what Huaraches were.
My oldest is about to be 21. My youngest is 2. So I got a kid that was in college, and I got 2 kids in daycare, and I don't know how I still have a t-shirt. Like, that shit is expensive. Yeah. And that's
a
Roe versus Wade shit. Like, yeah. Don't be forcing people to have babies.
I don't know how you've never looked better. That's what bothers me.
Jimmy looks amazing.
Like,
dude.
10 minutes after me.
Summer
first of
model.
All,
like,
I walked into
fuck,
this.
It looks like a boat, like a Nautica model on a boat and shit.
Yeah.
Folks, look at the picture. Look at the picture that we got for the podcast, all right? Just look at that shit.
When they do a
Jimmy's
sequel
gorgeous.
Of
somebody
Stella
call us
getting
up.
Her groove back, this is Stella Fox.
It's just Fox Jimmy.
You, if you break up with your woman and then see a picture of her with this guy, you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit, she got God a groove damn back. Damn, like, I done fucked up.
That's my middle name, Groove. Justin Groove Newman. That's what it is.
Yo, I got here 10 minutes before him, and everyone just stayed on the couch. Justin walks in, and it was on. We all got up. We're like, dude, you're looking good.
The door was unlocked.
I like your shoes. Yo, I'm wearing my Jesus sandals. Nobody gave me any props on them.
Slid right in.
Mine aren't quite Jesus sandals, but they're close.
Yours are fine.
They don't have the backs on them. Jesus sandals have the backs, so like you can
John
walk.
Look like
you can walk a
John
long way
like
in them.
He's gonna walk through Tel Aviv later. today, right to the Western Wall. Slip a note in it.
Right. I'm going to Dobbin for a little while first, but yeah, notes going in there.
Well, slip a prayer in it, dab on them, and keep moving.
I love it. I love when I get all my Jewish friends together, and one of them is black, and he's Jewish too.
Yeah.
And he can actually like speak the Jewish language way
better
than
any of my Jewish friends, like who are seriously Jewish. Biologically
Jewish.
Ethnically.
Oh, I need to tell Justin this. So, turns out I'm a bit Moroccan. And I never knew where Morocco was. It's in Africa.
It's a small little... It's the island off the... Is that...
Wait, no, I think it's connected to it.
Madagascar is what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. Right.
Morocco is in northern Africa.
Yeah.
So I keep telling her to get that fat black ass over here. Is that okay? Or I mean, she's black now.
That's fine. You can say
found
that.
Out no, she's black. So
no,
I
you can't
saying
say
that.
I'm black though, just because I have some Moroccan.
Wait, technically you're African American. I'm just saying. You should.
That's what I'm saying.
Tell your son to check that box when he's applying for jobs and shit. African American.
They'd be like, when he showed up, they'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Your name is Shane, though. So all right, makes sense.
Shane's a great name. So yeah. I got
congratulations
happy
on being African American.
Yeah, I
thank
mean,
you.
She's
hey,
the only,
sister,
the
welcome.
Only, well, you know, we've always been. You
welcome
know,
to the tribe. Welcome to the tribe.
Thank yeah you.
And he is the only black Shane that I know.
I don't know any white Shane.
Calling
Low Down Dirty yeah Shane was Keenan Ivory
Wayne.
Wayne's
oh.
Sugar Shane
Mosley. And Sugar Shane. Is it Mayweather? No that's,
Mayweather. That's, oh, that's, is Shane a black name?
So
did I not know this?
Dude, listen, I think it's there's both. There's a few things that we share, the Jews and the blacks. All right? We share the love of Cadillacs.
Yes.
We share agreed the name Sydney. We share the love of the music industry. We gaudy jewelry.
And we know the criminal justice system very
yes
well.
Yes, we do.
Both very sides.
Well. Very well.
Yeah. So no, there's a lot in common. And when I was
and circumcised penises too.
Yeah,
it's a black thing too.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Ain't no brothers walking around with uncut dicks.
That's a fact.
I don't really know any just regular
you
white
told
guys
me you
with
were getting
uncircumcised
circumcised
penises.
No, I said
either
they got a prick for my conversion. They got to break the skin. They got to get some blood.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
They need to. They wow need dick
they need
blood
penis
for you
blood
to be Jewish.
They need the.
They just poke it with something?
They need a little.
They're going to try to recreate Justin's.
Shout out to
they're
my
like
rabbi. He was like, no pun intended, but we got to do a little prick. I was like, it's not little, but okay.
Wait, boy, wait. Do they use like the diabetes thing where they just like poke it and a little blood comes out?
It should be the diabetes thing. I could.
Yeah, that thing reference you can handle.
What did they do?
I don't know.
What did
but
they
I'm
poke
nervous
it with? Oh, you didn't get it
a
yet.
Crocodile no Dundee.
I'm
knife
already cut, but. I'm scared to go through the conversion.
Ain't no one I'll trying to poke at this clip.
I'll be good.
What do they do you'll with your fine penis blood? They
like yo,
drop
rabbi
it in a potion?
You need two hands and a third hand to prick the prick.
You're going to need two of these guys to just hold it. And then you're going to need the rabbi to just poke that shit.
Right.
Just so y'all know.
So y'all know, have two rabbis
in it. Will be other members one of the congregation? Or are you going to make my brother step in? They go to the same synagogue.
And he's actually a doctor. So
and he's actually
be
probably a damn good doctor.
Maybe we could do this tomorrow at my nephew's birthday party. It's like, listen, as long as we're here, we're all. It's going to be a bunch of Jews.
They're like, slap that hoagie down on the table.
happy third birthday, and let's get the footlong on the table.
I promise you guys it's kosher. Just put it on.
It's kosher. It's all kosher, baby. It's all kosher.
Oh, my. This I'm is, sure it's fine. It'll be so like great that.
I don't know. Are we off the rails right now? I don't know.
I love
well, let's get to another topic. This is one that came
another
right before.
Topic.
No, it's not. It's about you being president and the movie thing that you were talking about.
High
so
school president, John Koppel.
I was class
tenth
president
class
in
president
10th grade. That's offensive that nobody remembers.
I didn't even know we had, like, I didn't know anything about any of that shit.
I was on, I was head of the spirit committee. Remember I ran the pep rallies?
I can definitely remember that. That's.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was all you. No, everyone was super excited for the pep rallies. We're like, oh, this is going to be sweet.
Jewish, it was so
Jewish
fun.
Class president.
Yeah. I know. I definitely wasn't the first in our school.
No, not there. No.
But now he's going to be our minister.
Yeah, for your wedding. So
for the
I'm
wedding,
Koppel's
the minister, and then Drew is our rabbi.
Wait a second.
I swear.
Okay, yeah.
You can get
okay.
ordained.
No. I got it. You can get that online, but I was confused because I'm like, John's Jewish, but he's not Jewish anymore.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that.
Yeah, we don't need to get
just
into
pass
it.
Pass over that.
But, hey.
See what well I did done. There? Pass over.
Well done.
That?
Yeah, it was sick. So, I was class president sophomore year, and I was taken down by a series of scandals. Is what happened. First of all, I remember one day I was called.
Did take you down?
No. I was called.
She's a serious bitch. She could get it done.
Lots of beeps happening.
Woman.
I started
serious
it.
Serious woman.
We're going to have to edit that name.
Yeah, I'll do some editing.
The vice president called me in. Vice principal, I should say, called me in one day to say, like, you know, I'm sorry to tell you that you have to. We're putting you on academic probation. I was like, oh no. And I knew it sucked, but I didn't think too much. And she's like, yeah, you're failing geometry. Do you know how many class presidents in our school's history have been on academic probation? She's like, zero. Zero. As far as I know, you're the first. Like,
oh, no.
Like, so pull your grades up, please. Please pull it up. I was like, all right, that's cool. So that
you
was
like, how many of your class presidents smoked a lot of weed? Could you tell me that?
Like, geometry is basically math, and can you do the math on zero?
So then the next thing that happened was we had our class trip. We were going up to New York,
yeah,
I think.
To the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. So one of, like, the two things we had to do all year for the class cabinet was we got together and we decided what movie we're going to watch on the bus. And I decided on some movie, and I was like, that's perfect. Oh, shit, I'm so good at this job. I forgot what movie it was. Like, oh, man, I'm a hero now. So I was like, all right, job well done. And then my mom, as she would, she went away. Middle of the week, she just went somewhere. So I had a bunch of people sleep over. I got fucked up all night. I woke up. I wake and bake. I smoked hash for the first time.
Who the fuck had hash?
Somebody had hash. I'm
don't
like,
say the name.
Who the fuck in your house had hash?
JB.
I want a name.
I was going to say JB, the kid that lived down the street from John and had those Doberman pinchers. And he had a little brother, too.
Thank you. So then I show up at school feeling so good. Just like, I don't need to worry about anything. It's a class trip. I can be fucked up. It's fine. One of the chaperones, like, John, where's the movie? It's like, what? It's like, you're supposed to bring the movie. It's like,
did you get booed?
I was like, I chose the movie. Like, you were supposed to bring the movie. We got this 4-hour bus ride to and
so
from.
That means you had to have 4 DVDs of the same movie.
It was before DVDs, but yeah. Well,
VHS's. Was it before DVDs?
Oh, was it VHS?
VHS's, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We were in high school, so it was like DVDs were like...
Maybe. It was like...
I was like 2002. I don't know. You guys are ahead of me.
Damn, I lived in the projects. I had DVDs.
No, I feel like you get the best technology in the projects.
Oh, yeah.
Like, before the shit comes out.
You get the bootleg shit.
So, like, I feel like you were ahead on that. Like, that...
By the way, that's another Jewish black thing, getting the bootleg. Getting the in on, like, getting into the shit beforehand. So, yeah, I think that was, and they announced, fortunately, they had a backup of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm like, oh, I'm saved. Like, everybody loves that shit. But they're like, you're going to watch this movie. Your class president forgot to bring the movie. And I'm like, oh, God. And
you didn't get reelected.
They said that? They couldn't just be like, yo, the movie today is Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No, it was a known thing.
Or even pretend. No. Or even pretend that you picked the movie.
So
like,
this,
feel like they should have got your back.
They should have. But they were like, your class, the one with the red eyes.
The short, the one, fat, strong-ass Jewish guy over here.
He wasn't.
I don't appreciate
anymore.
The extra compliment just to compensate for calling me fat. Motherfucker, I was not fat. No. I was, dude, I went through my fat faces, and then, I will own them, but I was not in a fat phase then.
I went through
a
few fat phases with you, bro.
That was not a fat phase. I was Diesel. Okay, I was wrestling that year.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. You were Diesel that year.
Yeah. It was a good year.
Yeah.
I love how you all know each other's like in shapeness in high school, especially you two, because you guys started working out together.
When he was very young, but then he was like, "Yo, he hit it like Rocky," and then he got Mad Diesel.
John had Down syndrome strength, like,
yo, straight up.
That's a kind of strength.
He had like Lindy. Most people don't say that. Mice and Men, like tender rabbits, like. Yeah, that type of strike. Just killed the bitch. Like.
Yeah. I used to work out with him and made me look like a little bitch.
Like, damn, how is he doing this shit?
Is that true?
Oh, the weight he put up? Oh, yeah.
Well, confidence. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, I'm a giant Viking. I can do some damage. 250
pounds like it was nothing in high school. I was like, God damn.
Right.
I would get after it.
Yeah. And that's why he was fucking.
Ten the rabbits.
That's why he stayed fucking.
I stayed fucking. Yeah. You're damn right.
So hold up. So who smeared you? Like, how did you? There was a smear campaign because you were president sophomore year.
You can say the first name just when you're Brendan.
So maybe as president.
Maybe hold up. That person though had a great six pack since like. Seventh grade, he was showing it. He'd be showing it off, like in school. And that shit was legit.
When he got up to make a speech for presidency, he lifted up his shirt and was like,
"Did he really?
Does this look like president material?
Are you serious?
Can your current president?" And like, I was out. That was it.
That was it.
That never happened.
Oh my god! Because he should have done that because his abs were sick.
His abs were sick.
I mean, they were.
And he never said anything.
But he shouldn't have beat Judah.
He never said anything, and I do not believe it.
Exactly.
I definitely don't believe it. I think that, like, between those two incidents, the staff was like, we can't let this guy be.
I mean, that
goes
to show you the state of politics in this country. It's so sad.
It depends. It really is. Did the parents know that you were mad fucked up? At like 8 a.m.
Because we're 40 now.
Because if the parents, if the staff knew you were mad
fucked up. And we're still voting on the same principles.
Well, did you watch? The answer is no, I know. But did any of you guys watch the Teddy Roosevelt documentary that just came out?
Who's Teddy Roosevelt?
All right, it was the.
No, I'm joking. I know who Teddy Roosevelt is.
My favorite president. And,
he's the fat motherfucker who wore the glasses and made all the fucking parks. And,
yes, kids.
And he was in the Rough Riders and all that shit.
Exactly.
Justin
knows about that shit.
Teddy was a fucking gangster. Teddy was a fucking gangster.
He brought people into the White House to like wrestle and box and shit. He was a wild man.
Motherfucker got shot. And he was like, yo, I'm Teddy, and if you got a fucking problem with me, come see me, bitch.
He got shot. He was out campaigning, and he would shake everybody's hand. Someone came up to the car, shot his ass.
Jeez.
And he was like, and he looked at his handkerchief and was like, there's no blood. That means it must have not hit my lungs.
Right. I'm good.
I'm going to go to the next event.
Old school
and
science.
And then he went for an hour and talked for an hour and a half, like shot in the chest.
Yeah.
No, but that's awesome because old school science, like 1900 science.
Yeah.
He's like, if I didn't cough up any blood, that means I wasn't hit by the bullet.
I'm good.
I didn't hit anything important.
I'm Big Dick Teddy. Like, I got shit to do. Come on.
Let's go to the next rally.
The most depressing thing about watching the shit is that, like, no way he would ever come to power today. They would squash him so quick. His big things were breaking up monopolies. Ending poverty.
Circumcision. I know Teddy was cut. Teddy had a cut dick.
Women's suffrage. Giving women the vote. Like, it was all about, like, worker safety and an eight-hour workday. It was all this progressive shit. Like, now, it's like, can you imagine? Like, even for now, it's like, get this fucking socialist out of here.
Because, Koppel, usually I think when you talk history, like, I'm like, yo, you're a fucking nerd. But, but you're kicking it right now, and I kind of see why you're so excited.
You're like, this is
because
boring.
He was way ahead of his time.
Nah, Teddy.
Because all that shit we needed, dude.
Nah, Teddy was, like, I know about Teddy, too. He was a fucking G.
He was.
Yeah?
He was a G.
Yo, we got this one picture, this still picture of him, like, laughing his ass off that we use all the time. It's great.
But, that mustache.
He's laughing so goddamn hard. So whenever one of us texts the other something wildly inappropriate, we'll tag it with that picture.
Yeah. Because he, like, the way he's laughing, like, you can't even be in a picture laughing that hard. And well, like,
sometimes
y'all
just need to do, like, if it's not that funny, just be like, TR post. So, like, that was funny, but not picture worthy. It was just like Teddy Roosevelt. We're going to drop that on her.
Yeah. No, it makes it all 50% fun.
But he was one of my, like, I don't even fuck with American politics like that, but he was one of my favorite presidents besides Lincoln.
He's a wild man.
That nigga got shot in that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say the N-word. I keep saying that every time I'm here.
Aren't you allowed to say it?
I am.
You're allowed, and so why don't more you N-words
because,
on our
like
show?
I said before, I think I might have said it on a podcast.
From Jimmy.
I get the white people who get upset by me saying the N-word. And I'm
really?
Like,
No. Our white listeners.
You Indian-given motherfuckers can't give us the word, the N-word, right? You can't tell me that I'm a nigger, and we made it cool and put
right,
it in
right,
rap
right.
music.
They cursed
start
you
start saying nigga, and like that's
you
our
reappropriated
shit.
It, which is
who's
like that's...
Listen,
you can.
Listen, Jimmy, so many all of our listeners upset, like, want more of that word
not,
from
you.
You
should not say that shit.
They're okay. telling you that?
Yeah, like, I'm like, bitch.
Who's saying this?
I'm like, nigga, please. That's what I said.
Thank you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Now, when can you imagine them like going up to like Biggie and saying that, or like Nicki Minaj? I know Biggie's no longer with us, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah, but I'm like,
you realize that?
I get upset.
And Frederick Douglass is doing wonderful things.
Arthur Ashe, this motherfucker.
Booker T. Washington. Teddy Roosevelt had Booker T. Washington over for a meal. Like,
you know what?
His first week in the White House. Like, what, dude? He wants to hang out. Let's.
He was like, yeah, come on over, Booker T.
He had Booker T. over, and he's like, this is how it's gonna go down.
Do you know what black people back then were calling Teddy?
Booker T. We're not gonna hang out.
You know what black people back then were calling Teddy Roosevelt?
He's like, do you
want to
drink some L, Booker T. over at the White House?
You know what they were calling Teddy back then?
What?
My nigga. Like, that's my nigga.
That's what they were calling Teddy?
I'm going to vote for this nigga. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yo, bro. I'm gonna have to watch that documentary now.
In all seriousness.
Is it good?
Do you think?
It's good.
It's fantastic. Abraham Lincoln, if he could hear you using what is sometimes used as an epithet, but you're using it affectionately, how do you think he'd feel? I think he'd be really excited.
I think he'd be like, man, these niggas is passing around these. He would literally have said, if it was like 1990, he was like, I can't believe these niggas is passing around my face for a bag of wheat. The Nick bag.
The
these niggas then turn me into a Nick bag? That's what I think Lincoln would be saying.
No, you remember when Louis C.K. like, kind of had a pass for a few years there, and he kind of was allowed to say it and it was okay? And I think that now it's kind of like been revoked. It was never announced, but he doesn't use it anymore. Would Lincoln would have a pass, wouldn't he? Lincoln could use it if he
Lincoln
was around today.
Lincoln would definitely have a pass.
He abolished
company,
he
right? It's
slavery?
Like, yo, if we, like, if we,
yes, yes,
we'd be like,
did.
Lincoln, like, it was
wait,
like, be like, yo, Lincoln, if it's us, you can say that shit, but don't be saying that shit in public, dog.
Right.
Because not all these motherfuckers are going to be with that shit. And some white people are going to be super offended.
Right.
I don't understand how white
I'm
people
confused
are.
Confused about that.
White people get more offended.
Are they offended that they're never going to be given the right to say it like Lincoln? Like maybe they know they're not like a Lincoln.
Right.
So they're like, no one can say it because they're never cool enough for any black person to say, you're my, do you know what I mean?
Right.
So they have to shut it down because they're not allowed to use it. And they don't like that they can't do something. But it's like,
and it brings me,
cry
I'm
me
sorry,
a river,
it brings
Karen.
Me up to the January 6th. Like, I don't know if anybody's been watching this shit. I watch it every, you know, I'll catch the news and they're like, so President Trump called Mike Pence the P word. I'm like, we're all adults, right?
Right,
like
we're
no,
watching
like,
people
the P word
murdered. Like that, the footage right. you're about
I mean,
to show
I was like,
people
what, like
killed.
Pussy? You called him a pussy, right?
You called him a pussy.
Oh, he did.
He was like, yeah, yo, Pence is a pussy, and this nigga is a pussy. I don't know if he said nigga, but this is, I assume that
I'm
Trump
sure
probably did. Said that shit.
Probably. Like, if we're gonna play,
but
the
when
odds,
you watch the shit, they're like the P word. And they're like, the F word. I'm like, come on.
There's a lot of F word.
Yeah. F word. I said F word this.
I said, are you
F-ing
crazy?
Right. It's like, yo, we all are right. adults. And
yeah. Believe me, no one under the age of 30 is watching
this. Like, no 5-year-olds are watching this shit.
Yeah.
Everyone just wants to be so watered down. That's like their solution to like not actually having good morals.
I'm like, just about
you can have good morals and like use certain words and know how to have fun, but curse like some people get so like we need to be nice and they just like water it down until everyone's just like a blob of nothing with no thoughts and we're all like don't offend.
I was thinking
I was being a blob of water.
I like the arm movements.
Don't offend.
I was thinking about what you just said because it's so true that throughout history, and I'm talking about men here, not to be one of these like, you know, liberal man-hating men, but like they were fucking out there killing each other, gambling away all their family's monies, like, you know,
church's money too.
They were just whoring constantly, just out trying to conquer land, and just this is the history of mankind. And sometimes like you drop the wrong word at the wrong time these days. I'm like, dude, I'm an altar boy.
Like, people are like savages.
Yeah.
Like, throughout history, savages killing and looting and raping. Say,
like, back when men were like, gentlemen.
I'm going to say
like,
white,
yeah, they didn't
white
curse,
men.
But they went up.
Were savages.
But they will kill you.
If you would have left black people in Africa and American, indigenous Americans alone, they.
Well, that's not totally true, because indigenous, they
would
sometimes...
Oh, they killed each other, right? But they weren't raping the land. They were just fucking each other up.
Right. Which is still awful. I mean, I would love just a more peaceful collective, which I have ideas. It's called positive expression. In positive expression, like, this is it. I made it sound real
like some gay shit, and I don't mean that in the terms of homosexuality.
No, but listen, what I'm saying is, like... Okay, so even the right to express, guys, I feel like I'm getting bullied and
we want to hear your positive please expression.
I feel like
we
I like prepped for like I have my poster and everyone's laughing. And I'm like, well, now I forget what I was even saying.
No, positive. You were only.
I think the answer is being able to, is being able to be yourself in a positive way. Like, so many people are suppressed and trying to be something else they're not, and then they're exploding. If we were actually allowed to be who we are, have fun, create what we want to, whether it's art, comedy, writing, there's so many different ways to express. But I think that's the answer. And instead, we've got wars and people blowing shit up, but then and other people being like, "Don't say this word, don't say that word." Like, right. Really? That like, how is all that happening?
We're becoming pussies, like in America.
But we're not at the same time. If you look at like how everyone's still bombing each other, it's like the everyone becoming.
No, we try not to bomb anyone now. We try pretty hard.
Yeah, we bomb the shit out of people.
It all comes.
I think we do. Yeah.
No.
I think before
we are drone enthusiasts.
We was much quicker to go kill some people back in the day. And
what, like 10 years ago?
I'm cool with that.
I think we're still dropping bombs.
More pussies. Are we still dropping bombs?
That all comes down to, like, it's fucked up because I'm not against capitalism, but it all comes down to just dollars and cents, man. And it's fucked up. And I'm all about making money.
Oh, I'm 100% about making money, and I'm a capitalist through and through, but, like, the shit needs to be regulated.
It just runs the world, man. There aren't even politics anymore. It's just money. People are like, politicians. I'm like, no, it's just about fucking money, and it's fucked up.
Well, that's the Teddy Roosevelt thing.
And
so
I don't live in a small house,
monopolies.
And I got a shitty car.
The world.
I have a shitty car, but I don't live in a small house. But
my house is the shit. But my car is shitty.
My car is shitty
about that.
For a reason.
You see my house?
For a reason.
No, listen.
But I'm just
my
like,
car,
it's fucked up, man.
My car is pretty okay, but my house is shitty.
No,
and
it's
so
not
like,
shitty.
That's,
it's enough.
I mean, what I'm saying is, it's
everything
cooler.
Of mine is great.
Yo, listen.
Did you just say cooler. Our house is shitty?
I'm saying it's, to Jimmy.
What?
Nigga, what?
It's not their
have,
places,
it's
but it's nice.
Have an awesome house.
We're not in a rich
car,
house. Dang.
An awesome car and a shitty house. That's what I'm
saying. No, it's just about, like,
bro.
It's all about, like, just think, like, just have some compassion for your fellow human. That's
straight,
it.
That's what
that
I
is it, man.
That's by the way, I'm that's meant. The root of every problem is just a lack of empathy and not giving other people the benefit
and
of the doubt.
And people who are still not fun. Like, there are some people who they were never fun. Some people were not fun and then they got fun as adults because they got free. But there are some people who were just like scorned, hateful. I'm going to stomp on your stuff. Oh, you're saying stuff like that? I'm going to tell you, you're not supposed to say that. Right. But they're just trying to stomp on the fun because they just don't know how to actually hang with that. And they think they don't know how to, that you can be like a good-hearted person and still be in that
dude, if
not
you are,
PC world.
If you're relaxed and cool, you can actually have perspectives to laugh at anything and actually hear other people's perspectives and be like, all right, it's different from my shit, but I'm not going to stomp on your shit.
I think what you guys are touching on is why so many people were getting depressed during COVID when they were isolated, because if you're in like the public square, which is social media, those bummer people dominate it. And no, then like you forget that when you actually hang out with people, it's not Bummerville all day. Like people can actually be cool and it's not, you know, 24/7 politics and people deciding to argue with each other.
Depends
over arbitrary
on the
bullshit.
Social media
depends on your
nerds,
social
like,
circle,
a way
I
to,
think.
Like run shit.
Gave nerds a way to be gangsters. Like,
yeah,
like, yo,
like I'm seeing
and
it
they
all
type
the
fast
time.
As shit,
like,
and I'm still typing with two fingers. Like, and I got a job where I'm on my computer all day, and I still can't type, but these motherfuckers type fast and post and crop and edit.
And you're like, if
and,
this dude yeah. was in class with me, like, I'd be making him look like a nerd.
Or if
but
this
like,
dude was
killing
in,
me
like,
on social media.
If this dude was in my school and went out for the football team, I would fuck him
I
up.
I fucked his shit up.
Just to yeah. let him know.
I've never fought with someone over social media.
Would have banged his girlfriend.
Or his sister. Or his mother.
Yeah. Jimmy just takes it to the next level.
He possibly banged a few mothers back then.
None.
No.
Just kidding, Jimmy.
No mothers. I was called a motherfucker, but I didn't ever do that. It's not. There's no proof.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Next topic. This is a friend here chose it.
Kate reaches out to me before every time. She's like, Johnny, got any ideas? And I will spitball.
I never have any ideas either.
Off.
I'm just like,
well,
this
I don't
want to
top
act
of
like,
the dome. And then she'll bring it up a few days later when I'm here. I'm like, shit, I didn't
couple,
know you were going to go with that.
Couple. I have to say it like that because this particular topic is block parties. I haven't been to a block party recently,
what?
So there's no reason
block
for
parties
me.
Block parties is a good topic.
Recently. I would love to go to one if the weather was right.
Wait,
not at a 90
you love
degree.
To go to
what
one?
Type of block party is it? White or black?
Kate,
there's
wait,
two
Kate's
different types of block
she
parties.
Doesn't, she would love to go to one, but she doesn't drink. She doesn't love people.
That's not true. It depends on the people I'm around. I don't like swarms of people and a
which
lot of
is
odd
what a block
small
party
talk.
Is.
Yeah, I don't like.
No, there's a,
I don't like
there's
large
a good amount of open space.
If it's
not
a lot of small talk, I'm gonna be freaked out. But
well,
if
that's
I can
a block
be,
party,
no, yeah. that's a white block party.
See, yeah,
I get drunk and then all the conversation feels delightful.
Black, I want to go to a black.
So the white block
party.
Party
I've never
right?
been invited.
Siege, can I tell you a story?
Sure.
So our friend. He was living in an area, a different kind of area, and it was July 4th, and we checked in with each other early in the day, and I was like, hey, man, what do you got going on for Independence Day? He's like, well, you know, the whole neighborhood's getting together, so I got a black party, and then I think, I was like,
party?
And I said, wait, I'm sorry, what kind of party? He goes, a block party. I was like, oh. And then he's like, I didn't say block, did I?
Like, no. You said black because you live in Germantown, motherfucker.
It makes me, every time I hear
what's
block party,
about
I.
What's him is that he'll yeah. wake up at 9 a.m., start drinking, and then go to some place that makes him horribly uncomfortable and still fit in.
I don't think that he feels horribly uncomfortable.
No, he
he's
doesn't.
Hammered.
That would make him feel horribly uncomfortable right. otherwise. But and then he does great, and so he's friends with all sorts of different people.
So white block parties, all you need to do is put them on social media. You're good. Black black block parties, you need to get permits, right? And shut the street down.
Oh, so
you
the
need
cops
that,
don't come?
You need that here,
for
too.
Real?
We shut down the one that I recently went to. They got the permits.
Yeah, I think now you need permits. Yeah.
They didn't need permits. They just had to
maybe
text.
Back in the day.
Not
yeah.
back in
send
the day.
Send an email. They had to send an email. The black block parties is like, yo, you need to fucking send. You need to get this permit.
You need to get the know. Governor's signature.
I bet my neighbor sure Denise cool. just put a sign up and
put
and
some
shut
chairs
down.
Out. But the white block parties are cool, right? There's people out there hanging out, kids running around. The black block parties is like there's a DJ.
Yeah.
There's oh, a fucking shit. Like DJ rocking shit.
Yeah.
Right? From 12 to 12. And the cops come and shut that party down.
Jimmy, could
party
you please invite
down?
Me to one of these, Jimmy? Please. Like, you're making this sound down. So dope right now.
I hate
right
that
now.
They call you that. That you're I've Justin to me. And I know all the dudes.
Boys call me Jimmy.
I know
Jimmy,
a lot of the dudes. But it's like, let me just say to the audience, that's his nickname.
Yes.
I think they were up to speed on that.
I knew back in the day.
It makes white people comfortable calling a black guy Jimmy. I'm joking. Yeah. That's just my even my black friends call me Jimmy. It's my nickname.
Can I tell you about a recent block party that I went to? It wasn't my block. It was like the next block over. We were invited because my wife is well liked. So I am like acquaintances with some of these people, but I have a problem where I don't remember anyone. So
you're like, hey, do y'all get fucked up?
So I was like, man, do I even know these people? It's like, you've met all of them. It's like, I don't know. I'll figure it out. So I find myself talking to three other guys, one of whom is an acquaintance. I might have had 4 or 5 conversations with over the last like 6 years. The other two I'm meeting for the first time. I'm talking to these three guys, having a good time. This little boy, maybe 7, 8 years old, walks directly up to me. He's got big glasses on. He's so cute. He goes, hey, Mr. Muscles Man. Hey, Mr. Muscles Man, can you help me with my juice box, please? Help me out with my juice box. And then the guy next to me.
I would have felt like a badass if he called me Mr. Muscles Man. That's
it was
fucking
great.
Awesome.
That's
I would have broke his juice box like, poof.
So dude,
my bad, little mother.
So dude next to me goes, hey, buddy, I'm right here. I can do it. Where he goes, no, Dad, I want Mr. Muscles Man to do it with his big muscles. He maintained eye contact with me the whole time. No, I want Mr. Muscles Man. I know you can do it with your big muscles. Can you help me with my juice box? I'm like, yeah, dude, I got you. I'm feeling great. And I open his juice box. And he walks away. And I'm like, this day is made. So I'm feeling wonderful. The guy who I'm acquaintances with says, you know, in fairness, John does have big muscles. Earlier today, I saw him break a brick with his bare hands. And then I say, actually, I did it with my dick. Nobody laughed.
He was chill with the wrong people, bro.
He just looked at you like,
that joke's funny as fuck.
This sick bastard.
Anyone who didn't laugh at that, I don't want to live on their block.
Dude,
well, fuck those people.
Oh, I'm in the windup of this joke, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm up for the dunk. Like, I'm about to make three friends.
Like,
dude, you're about to make three of the closest friends you ever had.
For life. I'm like, dude, they are going to worship me. This is going to change everything for all of us. Like, I'm delivering it in slow motion. I'm like,
we are
going
to be boys for life. This dick joke is going to seal.
We're
going to
be making money
deal.
Together. Dude. We'll be helping our families and having parties together.
I'm going to run for mayor of Ambler on the back of this shit. I am on it. And I deliver it, and they're like, what is wrong with him?
Hey, Sarah, let's get out of here. John's a fucking weirdo.
He's a freak.
I told...
Yo, bro, that joke is awesome. I'm fucking offended. No,
yeah,
that
that's
joke.
Offensive
dude,
on their end.
You fucking broke it with your dick?
Break that dick out.
That joke's fucking amazing, bro.
Is it circumcised?
Yo,
I bet you it's circumcised.
By the way,
I hate that you weren't class president the whole 4 years, and I hate those people at that block party, bro.
The one that I was acquaintances with afterwards...
Fuck you, Brendan,
like,
with the washboard abs.
For real. He was one of the guys now that I think of it.
You're like,
it was his son.
This would have killed at the black block party. This white block party fucking sucks.
I did this at Jimmy's block party. Motherfucker invited me back.
You did have friends for life after that. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, at least credit to my wife. I told her she laughed her ass off. Like, they didn't laugh at that?
We all laughed at that.
That joke's amazing. And I also like
fucking Presbyterians, man. Presbyterians.
I want to go to one of Jimmy's block parties. So
you don't want to come to one of mine?
I mean,
yo, we just gotta get y'all to the Upper Dublin Community Pool. It's what we call the North Hills Community Pool because nobody else in Upper Dublin goes to that pool. It's only people from North Hills. But it's called the Upper Dublin Community
Pool.
Yo,
if I get the
invite, it is Upper Dublin.
I'm so fucking there.
Yeah, I'm in.
Wait, didn't Swope lifeguard there?
Whoops. He did. He did.
I'm name
dropping. A lot of people saved a lot of lives. If you save enough lives, you can drop an N-bomb.
There's a lot of weed smoked up there, too.
Wait.
Shout out to Miss Darlene. All you need to do is bring a sandwich and you good. Anybody who's ever been to the Upper Dublin Community Pool knows what I'm talking about. You can get in for they charge you, but you can get in for free if you got some good grilled meats or a hoagie, Miss Darlene.
I always paid.
Got you.
For real?
She got you.
I love the hills, man. Wish I grew up in the hills.
I used to hang at the pool.
It's not the same anymore. It's like, it's very Brady Bunch. The projects don't look like projects anymore. You can't tell you're in a bad part of town. Like, it's just different.
It got pretty fancy.
Yeah, if you drive down, like, you'll be like, damn, this is not the projects, but they still are projects, but they don't look like them.
But isn't that good that it is?
I don't know if it's, you should know you're in a bad part of town. You should though. You should see litter.
Yeah, but maybe it's changing. Maybe it won't be.
Has all the symptoms of a project.
It's like, this kind of looks like projects, but
maybe it's like
store, liquor store.
Not going to be the projects anymore.
The project.
What kind of project is this?
Okay. Next
project around here.
Next topic: summer concerts like Coachella. And of course there's more than Coachella. What was the one that we went to growing up? I never went to Burning Man.
No,
I guess it was Lollapalooza.
Woodstock 99. I went to that shit.
That is some white shit.
You went to every shit. Every white man concert Coppa went to. And I came with him 75.
Well, some real shit. I didn't go to many, like I've been to like 3 concerts, right? In my entire life. Mm. I've been onto the outside of many concerts growing up with you motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No, that was where you need to be. The inside
dude,
of the
concert even,
is not
I
where
never
you
heard
need
a
be.
Fish song in my life, and they sound like they suck.
They suck dick.
But I had so many good times on the outside of a Fish concert.
Straight up.
Doing drugs, just balloons and like fucking the...
Whatever
rice cakes
drugs.
With the fucking shit in them and just like weed everywhere else. And I didn't go into any of that shit.
Were there really classy bitches getting fucked up?
Oh, I
don't that's what Dave Matthews.
They were just like trashy, like drunk teenage
I just
girls.
Went to girl power concerts like the Indigo Girls.
Oh my God.
I went to the Lilith Fair and I was just like singing with Fiona. Like I just, I'm very, like my hippie side. I saw Joan Osborne. Like I would go with my girls to like, oh, but one time and I went to see Lauryn Hill and we were like the only two white girls there. We didn't know. We went into Philly. And Outkast opened. That was amazing. I've seen them twice. Love Outkast.
Outkast opened for you? For
open.
This is
when
Lauryn Hill was.
This is like mid-90s.
Was
Outkast wasn't.
She was at her.
They were coming up.
I assume this is mid-90s.
There
right?
was still
it
our
was like,
shit.
I was in.
We
was
listening
like
to elevators.
It was like 99.
Yeah. 98
or
99.
Elevators. Yeah. It was 98
ATL
or 99.
Is my shit.
No, hell, it was so good, right? So we're like. We're feeling good. And then Lauren came out and she did go on a rant about hating white people. Like my friend and I both, we were just like, oh, like we just suddenly felt so awkward because we loved Lauryn Hill so much.
You said you could feel your friend.
You
well,
like,
you could
feel
us.
Like...
Well, it's like the whole environment changed. Like it had been so fun with Outkast and like it wasn't a thing. And then when that happened, it definitely, I mean, I still listen to her music sometimes. Such
oh,
a
she's the shit.
Such
I don't
a
care
talent.
That she hates me.
Just the only thing I like,
but it was uncomfortable.
The
for sure,
the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is one of the best albums.
Oh, it's fucking amazing!
But I know you probably felt like shit at that point, and you were like, "Yeah, white people."
And I'm not disagreeing
girl,
necessarily.
I was almost into
girl, let's
I was
crawl
like,
out of
I
here.
Get it. I get it, but like when you're vibing out and you like love this singer, and you're like, and then all of a sudden you feel like she doesn't like you. You know, the air, you're just kind of, you don't feel welcome, but it was a good moment because she maybe wanted to make us feel the way she has felt a lot
like
of her whole
ninth
life.
Ninth grade white
and
cheerleaders,
that's okay.
Like that's the shit you listen to at cheer practice. And then you go to the concert and she's like, nah, I ain't down with that.
I know, but like, I just wish she had seen our souls because we were so excited for her. I still think she's
your aura,
great.
She should have saw your aura. It was orange. It wasn't white. It was not white aura.
I should have been like, I'm a little bit Moroccan.
Orange.
Besides, white people were bad. Besides these two orange bitches right here. These bitches are orange, and I fuck with them. Y'all give them a pass and help them out and eat all the mushrooms you can.
Maybe now she likes some white people.
No, she, that bitch is crazy. First of all, she's got mental health issues, right? Like she changed her appearance.
Isn't it funny that like you, anyone who's really successful, really powerful, like they do have maybe Kanye, maybe Lauryn Hill.
Wait, like they do. We're talking about extreme.
But no. But they do, like, they're fucking amazing. But then they do have this like blaring side that's like,
I mean, I can relate to filling out a place sometimes, because growing up we're in Upper Dublin, right? In UD, right? Fat until I hit puberty.
You wasn't fat. No, you was Jack. Even when you were fat, you was fat. Jack.
No, I was fat.
I don't remember that at all. When you said you was fat.
John, co-signed on my fatness.
And you were still jacked.
You were chubby, not by today's standards, but by those standards. You were chubby, but you were the shit even when you were chubby.
Every,
but
still muscular.
But maybe I saw the whole spectrum of, like, in middle school, I knew I had my couple friends, right? A couple friends outside of the black neighborhood, like a couple people I was cool with, Kate, a couple other people, like, all right. But then like Josh was just like the crossover. He was everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, straight up.
God rest his soul, my man. Miss you, love you. Yeah, but don't mean to make this shit too heavy, and we're not. But it was like, I was kind of on the outside looking in at a certain point, and then I was like, on the inside, and it was like fucking like. So I understand what Kate was saying about being like feeling like crushed a little bit, because I was like, man, like this shit is fucking like, as fast as I progressed through adolescence, right, it was like, damn, I know what both sides of this shit feels like. Because there were times where I went to parties and they were like, yo, you can come in, but your other friends from North Hills cannot come into this party. I was like, yo, they good, man. Nah, they good. They ain't gonna do shit. Like, they with me. And they're like, nah, but
I gotta say, certain people, that's interesting as fuck.
MW can't come in here. Like, he's a fucking savage and he's gonna beat somebody up or take some. I'm like, look, it's all good.
I just want to say, I was never dumb enough to throw a party in my house.
Even if I had a big house, I would never.
That's more shit to break. Well, you did it well somehow.
No, that's more shit to break.
People respected your stuff, I think.
And the cops bust your fucking party. There's no getting around that is at your residence, right?
Almost every party, not your house.
White kids in the privileged neighborhood don't know that. They don't understand the repercussions of having the party at their house and then their parents being in trouble. I do think
it's not like maybe, it used, like the, nowadays you like, getting way more trouble than you.
Well, first
then.
Of all, I don't think it'll happen these days because everybody's got ring cameras.
Right.
Like my There's kids no are never oh, yeah. gonna have.
You can't get around that shit.
Well, it's like, you know, we would go to these people's houses and shit would just get destroyed. That one party. People were busting
pissing,
out windows.
Pissing behind.
Pissing. Oh, rocking chairs. That story.
I was there.
Hey, everybody else was fast enough to jump out a window. But me, I had to hide behind a rocking chair and then I had to take a piss. Okay.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I would never offer my house even back then. Yours was different, though. Yours was
I wouldn't open it up to be like, hey, we're throwing down. Like, I would reach out to people.
Wait, that double hunt life
was
something
different. Exclusivity. It wasn't about exclusivity.
Like,
you know,
those rich Dublin hunters.
Like 80 people at my house. That's all.
No.
No, that makes sense.
You would make sure everyone who was cool could come there.
There were times
you weren't exclusive
where I
about
booted
that. Like
people.
You knew. Oh
and,
no, no, no!
And then
you
it
would
haunted
boot,
me.
You would boot people who sucked.
Yo, I went to, like that's what I was saying. Like I went to parties like right on the edge of eighth and ninth grade, right that summer. And they're like, "Yo, you can't come in."
Ooh.
I'm like what?
Like who? Like whose house?
I was like, "What,
Jimmy? Like who's
some?" I'm not even going to
drop because yeah, it wasn't
Dublin Hunt. Dublin Hunt fucked with Jimmy.
No. Some of the
Dublin Hunt
fucked with Jimmy. Some of the closest people that I'm closest to right now, and it's right, like, right. "Yo, you can't come in." I was like, "All right, And then like 2 years after that, like, yo, you better be here.
Right,
and
right. Because you you're bringing the bitches.
You better come, and we need to get us 40s.
That is a little fucked
and
up.
And North Hills, that's where you go to get the 40s.
But like, that's just how life is.
Right. It's like,
sometimes you see, though,
right.
who really cares and who will care when you're in your come up. And that's okay. That's some people will be there in the come up. You don't have to be mean. But it's also nice to know, like, who actually sees you and gets you, and you're always invited into their place.
Well,
you
I
know?
Like it's people that you're still tight with now, because I think there's a big difference between like being 14 and being 16, and just people evolve constantly.
No,
and
your mind
I always,
1 year. Your
dude,
brain changes.
Between 7th and 8th, it's a huge
year. I tell
eighth graders
my kids
you
all
up,
the time. I'm
and that's
like,
only a year
that
apart.
Kid, like, it's weird. Maybe it's too soon to have this kind of conversation, but my older kid's 10, and I'll be like, all right, I've noticed that kid. He's an asshole, okay? He might not always be an asshole. He'll probably be cool soon. Right. But right now, he is. So don't take it personally. Like, that's just where he is right now.
You know what,
you
know what I say?
Dodge that pussy right now.
Dodge that motherfucker. I tell my boys, and my older boys, the 20-year-olds will be 21 on July 3rd, and the 18-year-old. I'm like, you know what the difference between water and ice is? 1 degrees. So shit can change. With like shit can change drastically with
right
a small percentage of change,
right?
Like, so you can be water, you can be ice, but shit don't look when you water and you flowing, shit feels good, but when you fucking stuck in the ice, shit don't feel that good. So remember each side of this shit,
and that shit's only like a yo. That's
and
deep, that's some
be happy Jimmy. That you're circumcised. That's all I'm saying.
That's a big
a really
part.
Good.
I'm not into circumcision.
Yo, honestly, bro, you took a deep right then, and that's for real.
No, that's for real.
I feel like I just learned a lot.
I'm glad I got my kids' dicks cut. That's all I'm saying.
If we have a boy, I don't like circumcision. I don't like having to cut away a baby's penis skin.
Our boy's having an anteater.
They won't know what the fuck happened.
They're little nuggets, and then...
No, dude, I feel like he'll be fucking, like, off the chain. Like,
dude,
he's the only
so
one.
It's so good not to have that foreskin.
10,
like,
20 years from now, maybe that's the cool fucking thing.
Aren't you
and
happy?
And maybe
you
we figured
gotta,
that out right now.
Aren't you happy you ain't got to fucking do extra work? You got to pull the shit back.
I've been with people with foreskin. It's the same, in my opinion.
Shut your ears. Shut your ears.
Who the...
Listen, I can with all kinds of men.
If I can hear about the
men,
summer,
non-foreskin men,
men of all kinds of different ethnicities, backgrounds,
dirty Europeans,
foreskin, non-foreskin.
A lot of them couldn't speak the language, but they.
This one motherfucker had
fucking all right.
This one motherfucker had five skin. I was like, God damn, you got five skin?
Double foreskin?
No, let me.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
No. You got eight skin. What the fuck is this?
Look, Siege has
told
me. The
skin's all wrinkly like a raisin.
Siege has told me all about his sexual conquest. Summer 99, he ate out everyone, every hot chick on Queen Street Beach.
Good
okay.
For you, bro.
So, what
he
else?
He told me if you're not having sex, you have to eat out the girls. I said, okay, I was a lifeguard. I said, okay, cool.
No, it's fine. Siege's but what best. I'm saying is,
Siege,
I've
eat
been.
The ass.
No, hold on.
They didn't
ass.
Say,
I've been
like
with...
Justin's saying right now, they didn't say you have to eat that ass.
Bro,
they
my point is,
I wasn't cool yet. By the way,
that would have been a different summer.
That was summer
okay.
2009.
That would have been a completely different summer.
Anyway,
I don't know if I would came out.
Men with foreskin, it's great. It's the same. It's not like it's not worth cutting off.
It's great.
She's not saying it's great. She's just saying she's never come so hard in her life.
She's like, it's great.
That's not what
awesome.
I'm saying.
Let's be an adult.
I have a boyfriend now with no
I'm
foreskin.
Saying,
it's okay.
I'm just
that's
saying,
not
this
what
guy
I'm saying.
Who had foreskin, I came so
I'm
hard I thought it's... I broke something.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's not a difference in that department. Like, there are other things that make a dick different.
In the foreskin department, there's not much of a difference.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, like,
some
I
guys
didn't,
without foreskin
it wasn't
have really
thing.
Good personalities.
What you're saying, if,
they just can't
what
lay
you're
down
saying
the
is,
yet.
If the guys...
It was great.
They
had great
penises. If
they
get friction on the pickle jar, it's good. And if they can't get friction on the pickle jar, and it's...
Bro, if you can make me come, great. If it's a great dick, great. It looked pretty with the foreskin. When it gets hard, it kind of goes down. Like, It's fine. It's made. I'm so jealous right now. We're talking about the difference between that.
Steve Jobs with the turtleneck on, right? And
no, a penis looks like that. The Rock. That's what penises look like.
Dwayne
The Rock Johnson. That's the difference,
bro. Boys are born with their penises looking like that. The penises that are circumcised.
And men are, all right.
Oh, stop it.
Go ahead, Koppel. No, it's all good, brother.
No, Kate, I think I know what you were saying. You're saying that men. I don't know what you were saying.
I do think my unhooded penis looks pretty good. Looks like a.
You have
I think
a beautiful, amazing penis.
It looks like a handsome. You know, a handsome dude who's bald, like, and then keeps the bald, like, right? I feel like that's what my penis looks like.
Yeah.
But now you're talking about, like, uncircumcised dudes, like, they were a big part of your life. that's basically what you're saying right now. So I need to know more. Like, what?
I'm just saying, it's
what
like.
What were they bringing? Like, is there a hood that I could put on it to simulate?
I'm saying I prefer that. Because
if there's not a difference to me. I'm going
to
start a company that manufactures.
Walk through the hood with a hood on, you can get locked up and shot. And when your shit is out, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I don't know how this metaphor ties in, but. No.
It's good. So I think Steve's just saying.
It's a great simile.
Steve's saying that if his dick is a celebrity, it's like Jason Statham. Is that who? The Rock?
No, like bald motherfuckers who fuck your shit up. Yeah. Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Who the Rock? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You know who Jason Statham is?
No,
the transporter.
He's the transporter.
That motherfucker is diesel as fuck, and he looks great with a bald head. But
bald as fuck.
If that shit starts to grow back around, he looks like my grandpa.
Bald as fuck, bro.
Yeah, no.
I just think either penis,
my like Brad
haircut's
Pitt.
Fine.
Like it's shaggy, but it still looks handsome. Like everyone pretends it looks as good as it always did. It doesn't, but still looks all right.
Yeah, like in what's the movie? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah,
like you still look pretty fucking respectable.
Dude, are you kidding
that's
me?
That's what I feel like my dick looks like.
Yo, that nigga look weathered, though. I'm just saying. And
that's, like my dick. Thank you.
That's another thing. If you got a weathered, if you got a weathered uncut penis.
Timeless.
That shit not going to age well. The uncut penis does. I don't think it ages well.
No, I think you're trying to just defend your circumcised penis, which is fine. They're great.
Justin's circumcised penis.
Oh, I don't want to defend it. I don't. Ranks.
It can defend itself.
I'm telling you, I've been in relationships.
It doesn't need defending.
That shit can defend
itself. I've been in relationships. And I'm saying they're great. I don't like this. It's like men who have circumcised penises, because it was pretty horrific to cut off the skin, they have to be like, it's the right way.
Well, I don't even remember.
Leave
that
the
shit.
People with the foreskin.
Yeah, no,
they're great too. They're killing
no
it.
No man.
I don't
has
remember
any
that shit
memory
at all.
Of any of that penis stuff happening.
I literally
there's
lied
a
to you.
Just like the penis
I thought this is how
like,
all
I
dicks.
Wish I still had.
If I have another son, he's going to have his foreskin, and you're not going
to
make fun
of him. I don't want to hang out with him at all.
No, Kate, I lied to you not. I thought this is. I thought an uncircumcised penis were how all penises came until I was a certain age and started watching certain videos, and it was weird, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Wait, are there porns with uncircumcised ones?
When you start watching like Russian porn, yeah.
When you go deep, yeah,
it's like this.
Yeah, European stuff. So
I don't even know. What
I
she's,
never. I never.
I don't even know what she's saying to this guy. I don't even know what she's moaning right now, because she's moaning in a different language. But that penis,
she's like, that is disgusting. And you don't know. Different. That penis is disgusting, but you don't know because it's in Russian.
It's not disgusting, and this is what I'm trying to say. You're making me defend. You're making me defend penises I don't want to defend.
Pull the hood back. It's disgusting.
Stop.
It's really
no, you're
like
being rude
amazing.
To people with foreskin.
We're
foreskin.
Just
going to
do like 10, 15 more minutes.
We're almost done. Off the rails, haven't we?
I think, has this been a 4-hour podcast?
No, we just talked about penis
time.
For like 20 minutes.
We're wrapping it up. Boys.
Wait, let's do one more.
We've traversed a lot.
We have another subject.
I mean,
yeah, we can't end on penis.
As long as my friends are here, let's do some shit.
One more time.
Okay.
Let's do some stuff.
Last topic. Shitty Father's / Mother's Day gifts.
Love it.
Koppel, have you ever gotten one of those?
Vibrator.
A vibrator for Mother's Day?
Vibrator.
Like a vibrator for Father's Day.
A vibrator is a gift you give to a girlfriend, not a wife, on Valentine's Day if you've been dating for like 4 months.
Dude, you're so good at life, bro.
I'm really I honestly
want to see Newman's because his take is going to blow yours out of the water.
I totally disagree with that take.
Fuck.
He's fucked so much more than us, so go ahead.
I'm not saying that it will be well received.
There should be another gift accompanied. Like, there should be like the normal Mother's Day's gift. But if you're like, babe, I know shit when daddy gotta go away, you need to have this motherfucker.
Oh, you don't give that to her.
When daddy gotta go away? Because no, if I gave that to her when daddy came back, She wouldn't receive me well because it'd be better than me.
Oh my God, that's not true, baby.
Why do you think? Wait,
if I gave you a good one and I came back,
why are you in comp? Wait, there's no competition.
Nothing compares. I don't want to compete with a real dick.
There's no competition
to your dick.
When you are in a committed relationship, there's no competition against any vibrator or toys. Like,
no, I would always choose real penis and real human.
Jimmy, are you saying you team up with it?
I'm saying is, it's okay to be like, here's a toy.
Get started.
And be like, this is just part of.
Nah, Jimmy, you don't understand the white guy side of that. Like,
this is part of the.
No, bro, listen. That thing might be better than we are. So when we come back, it might have taken
baby,
our place.
Jimmy, have you seen
white guy problems. That's white guy problems, all right?
I'm just saying.
I would never choose a vibrator over you.
No,
Kate, I like that you chose a wholesome subject. We immediately
what I say is the
I never had the money to buy you a real good one, so you don't actually know.
Look, the extra toy can get you. It could help with the experience. like, baby, go, and you could be there in the same room while she's doing that thing, and heightens the sexual experience.
You can take a smaller vibrating thing and stick it in their butt.
I'm like, I tag team and that's my friend.
Yeah,
the vibrator
is like,
my friend,
yo,
it's not my competition.
Here you go.
Why'd you have to frame it in the grossest way? You had to frame it as tag team. Jimmy's explaining this as like an intimate thing.
There's no competition.
That
you can share,
that's what I'm saying. And it's kind of sexy.
When you're
I can pretend we're tag team, me and one of my boys.
When you're secure, what I'm saying is when you're secure with your certain.
I don't know. That's what I heard him say.
When you're secure with your partner and your circumcised penis.
White people are never secure with their partner.
Both your partners.
And their circumcised partner.
You just be like, all right, man. Go. You can be like, and action. And I'm the star, but this toy is the co-star. This toy is just like,
that sounds like a great,
this
great
toy's making a
world you're living in.
This toy's making a cameo, and guess what? And here comes Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Yo, listen.
Yo, I want
to
live in that kind of world.
It must be great to lay the pipeline.
You can be the George Clooney, and you can have what? Oceans? What is it? Oceans
13.
11, right?
No, I mean 13.
And the toy can help with the ocean and the motion of the ocean and the wetness and all that good shit. Moistness, I shouldn't say.
Bro, if you're
people don't like the word moist, but I like
the machine. Then like, cool. Like,
you always gonna be better than the machine because guess what you got?
No.
Guess what you got? Guess what you got? The machine don't got. Shoulders.
Yeah.
The machine.
But you know
what
you lack?
Shoulders.
You know what you lack? Confidence.
Wow.
She can't hold on to the shoulders of the machine because they don't got the shoulders.
No, it's never. I mean, yeah, you can do something where you got a co-star. Sure. You could take a little skinny vibrator and put it in the butt while you're giving it into the vag.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's another little thing you can do.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
Yeah. Kate's been with a lot of guys.
That's
not true.
So
no, I've been with 13 people.
Were we talking
that's
about?
Not a lot.
That's
not a lot.
Lot.
Had sex with.
That's a very respectable number.
Were we talking about Father's and Mother's Day?
How many fingers?
We're having two separate.
No, I want to talk about, you know, the amount of men you've had.
So my kids gave me like a card. Yeah, some pictures of us, coffee
to
mug.
The subject.
Yeah, and then we're wrapping this up.
Yeah.
People.
No, my kids got me.
Sorry, folks.
Rebecca was actually I shouldn't say your no. I should. Rebecca.
Her name. Rebecca. That's not her name.
Rebecca. No, she was away. That's not her name. She got back on. This year, she got back on Father's Day. Right, she was away for work. She got back Father's Day morning, and she got me some dope ass gifts, like these pair of sneakers. She got me these sneakers, and she got me another pair because she was like, "Well, what do you think you need?" I'm like, and she's so good at giving gifts, right? I'm like, I don't know. I think I need some. She's like, "What do you like need in your life?" I'm like, "Some sneakers." Like, I don't. I need more sneakers. I'm about to go buy myself some sneakers. She's like, all right. And then like 2 days later, Amazon showed up with like two pairs of sneakers, right? And the kids got me cards and shit.
Aww.
But you know what's fucked up? My older kids sent me text messages.
Ah. Like, just happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. I was like, all right.
That's
cool.
Okay.
No, I get it. This is how you communicate. But a phone call would have been nice. Like a little phone call, like, yo, thanks, Dad, for like.
Kids don't give a fuck. Like, I was the shittiest kid in the world. You don't know what your parents are doing.
The only person. I sent my father-in-law a happy Father's Day, Dad, bunch of exclamation point. He responded, thanks.
Yeah. That's
exact, nothing to me. I'm a dad.
That was nothing. That was my exact response. Thanks. But you know what's crazy?
You have no idea how much the adults in your life are doing.
You don't.
So like, you're a piece of shit.
No, you don't give good gifts as Father's and Mother's Day until you are in the position to be a parent, right?
Right.
And you fucking get it. And you're like, shit, man. Like, thanks for fucking wiping my ass, bro. Like, you wiped my ass and you fucking dealt with my teachers.
Pay for all my meals and my clothes. And my, like, the only reason I was fucking was because, like, you paid for my clothes.
And you got me pussy. Yeah, you got me laid straight because of my clothes.
Have you ever thanked your parents for getting you laid?
Terrible. You got me some ass because you.
I love
kept
audience.
Me fly.
I wish you could see Jimmy's eyes, dude. Jimmy's eyes be funny as shit. We eye you up after you make a statement.
I don't know if this is our best podcast.
We're wrapping it up, everyone. You guys can keep hanging.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, Koppel, where can people find you? Peaks Podcast.
Yeah. Peaks Podcast. Definitely watch
the truck stop rest stop. Truck stop.
Yeah, dude, sorry, you killed that.
Wow.
That was dope.
That was
good work. Burned.
I'm sorry, wow. America.
I apologize.
It's all burned. All right. Well, watch the Teddy Roosevelt documentary, History Channel. I'm plugging that. The George Clooney documentary, HBO.
No, I didn't say you could plug
all
these other people's things.
You're not on any of those.
No, you might find me.
John looks like Teddy Roosevelt without a mustache and glasses. I'm just saying. He looks like a Jewish Teddy Roosevelt.
Fucking ass. Aw.
That's fucked up. Teddy Roosevelt was kind of stumpy. He got plump.
He means not.
You are fit now. You are definitely fit,
John. All right, Newman, where can people find you if you want to be found?
At the neck.
He got calf veins.
You can find me at the Newtown Athletic Club.
No, don't.
The Knack.
I'm at
the Knack.
I'm back in the Knack.
That's a super conservative bastion right there.
CG is CG. Erickson.
What is it? On just living my living my life. NH81 on Instagram. And besides that, come check me out in the Knack and buy me a fucking drink.
Okay. CG.
And circumcised.
The Knack is like a fuck club.
No. CG.Erickson. On Instagram. Thank you all for coming and podcasting.
And find me here on
Invasion
of Privacy Podcast.
Even though it was like Invasion of Privacy with the circumcision talk. But
get some. That's my new phrase.
I love that.
At the
come
gym,
get some.
I'm going to throw weights and go get some.
I love my girl Kate. I love my boy CG. I love my guy John.
Yeah,
Mr. Muffles Man.
All right. Peace out, everyone. Bye.
Peace.
All right, y'all.
Peace.